Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world.
Hello, my name is Rahasia, and I'm going to be your host this evening. And I also write a column for the Lotus Guide magazine, and you can find pretty much everything that I do by typing in hashtag Rahasia Uncensored. Welcome to the Spiritual Activist Radio Show here on BBS Radio. And you might be asking, why spiritual? Well, the way I see it, we are misguided souls looking for the truth of who we are. You might be asking, why activist? Well, because we are living in transformative times when we need to take back our power as spiritual beings and take action in the world, not with violence, but by the evolution of spiritual consciousness and bringing what's going on in the world out into the light. Because like it or not, we are deep into everything from genetic modification to artificial intelligence, and at the same time watching a dysfunctional world collapse right before our very eyes, and a global monetary system that is at the end of its run. Its days are coming to a close. So thank you for tuning in for the next hour, and I hope you enjoy the show. Well, welcome to bbsradio.com. I'm being a little cautious right now because we have a lot of bear around here. Most of them are baby bears so far, but that means their mama bears are around. And seems like mother bears care for their children much more than human mothers do. And I still see mothers taking their kids to the drag queen story time. And I've seen this one. Oh my God! I mean, let's just walk and talk. I seen one where a mother takes her little girl, sets her little girl on the lap of this hairy, grotesque-looking guy in women's clothes, and he has a hard on. I mean, there's no easy way to put that. But, you know, I'm not thinking of easy ways to say anything anymore. You know, with all the stupid shit going on in the world, we're worried about saying something like hard on or blowjob or some curse word. Or, you know, we need to get over this bullshit real quick. We've been lured into this reality that doesn't even exist. My God, this is what I mean. I mean, look out here. It's like, this is my world out here. My dog is heading for the pond right now. He wants to get down there as quick as possible. Every time I'm down here, it reminds me of like a Norman Rockwell painting or something. Yeah, this is a nice place to live. My nearest neighbor has a cattle ranch. All grass fed. But we're gonna go over here and just sort of sit down in a moment, and I'm going to just sort of talk off the top of my head. You know, I think some of this might be for posterity, like my grandson or my great-great-grandson, to let them know that I was out here at least trying to wake people up. But I tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Here's my dog, Max. He's in the pond now. He's waiting for me to throw a bottle or a twig or something. While most of the world is having trouble finding water, I mean, Look at this. There's so much water. I mean, it's not only draining here, but back here, it's coming out so strong that it's bypassing the little gravity pump, the pressure pump. And it pretty much goes year-round, you know. That's the reason I like it here. I think we'll just keep on walking. You know, sometimes I don't know what to say, and in a weird sense, that says it all. There's so much going on that doesn't make sense to anyone with a double-digit IQ and cares a little bit about their children. You'd be surprised how many parents don't care about their children. I mean, how could that possibly be? You got me. Like I say, this is how I keep halfway sane, and I emphasize halfway. I think we all have to be a little bit crazy to keep from going fully insane. You know, I've lost a few friends these past few months, although they're sort of weaseling back and timidly wanting to reconnect now. But they've dug themselves so deep in a trench of bullshit and lies and misinformation and disinformation that it's going to be difficult for most of them to dig out of that. They don't have the moral fiber to really do that. Yeah, got to check on my dog once in a while. He's back there tagging along. He only let me get so far, then he comes tearing out. Sounds like a small horse. He weighs 150 pounds. Watch him. Hey, Max, come. He's really obedient, too. Come. Hey, Max, come. Here he goes. Yeah, he's my partner in crime. The crime being telling the truth in today's world. So where do we start? I'm just going to I have no agenda today. Matter of fact, I missed a podcast last week because we had some technical problems, which is why I'm doing it this way today for one reason, but I upgraded my operating system on my Mac and it wasn't recognizing the sound from the microphone. And I'm not exactly a tech genius, so took me too long to try to figure it out. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to stress about it. I mean, look at this. This is what it looks like in my backyard. Little creek over here just keeps on going. We're going to go back here right now. I'm probably going to go back to, there's an abandoned cabin that's nestled back in the woods. I think if I was homeless, I'd probably contact the owners and say, hey, you know, let me live back here. And I'll keep an eye on things for you. But homeless people have to do what they have to do. Come on, Max, to survive. And most people, a lot of people, I should say, are homeless and they really don't know some of the survival skills that it would take to be out in an area like this. I mean, you better know what the hell you're doing if you're just going to come back here and go unplugged. There's plenty of wildlife back here. But you'd have to have a running start at putting in a garden. And you know, I have a really nice greenhouse with a deep underground thermal climate control dug down 7 or 8 feet, 10 by 15 feet, and put in 300 feet of irrigation tubing with a sock on it. And that keeps my greenhouse from freezing or getting too hot, which it very seldom does anyway. So back to the world. We're in trouble, folks. I don't know how this is going to play out over time. And if you're watching this and maybe you're my grandson or great-grandson trying to see what your grandpa or great-grandpa did during the unraveling of our civilization, this is what I'm doing. I'm just putting out these little podcasts. I'm not even trying to be popular. I'm way past that. Way past driven to make a ton of money. Sorry if that's a little loud in the microphone. You know, I just feel like I need to do something. I'm sort of like Paul Revere, just riding through town, saying the British are coming, and they still are. I mean, the Bar Association, what do you think the B stands for? It stands for British. We're under a British maritime law system. We all sign up for it. Our mothers sign us up for it the moment we're born by signing us over to the state through our birth certificate. I mean, there's so much that people don't know that I have a difficult time talking to most people because you have to figure out where they're coming from, first of all. And how much do they know? How much misinformation do they have? How much no information do they have? How much has been fed into them? You know, it's a lot to consider. My dog's down here in the water. He can't wait to get in the water, wherever he is. This is a little water accumulating system that feeds in down below to the cattle. Although they have a really good system down there, just using the spring. I mean, everybody should live out like this to where you can take a walk and not see a Starbucks or a McDonald's or a Burger King or whatever the hell else is out there that's popular nowadays. Although I did notice that Starbucks isn't allowing LGBTQ bullshit plus rainbow flags and all that. They had all of their Starbucks franchise take that off because they were losing too many customers. Budweiser, I mean, Target. I don't know if you've seen what Target was doing, but they are actually putting out t-shirts that were saying right on there clearly that they worship Satan, and Satan is totally behind the LGBTQ movement and transgender and, you know, I keep asking myself, how crazy do things have to get before people will eventually, take it easy, Bex, eventually wake up? And I don't know. If they haven't woke up by now, I think the ones that haven't woke up by now probably never will. I don't see that happening.
Here we are back here at the creek.
I got to show you
some of the... This is my dog. He loves the water. Hey, Max. He pretends like he doesn't know me at times. But this is such a beautiful place back here. It just reminds me of, my God, what is important? This is my backyard. Yeah, there's bears back here. But so what? I have to do this, you know. This is where I spend so much of my time. And he just had a bath yesterday. So usually when I take him home, I wash him off real good because he gets in there and creates a mud puddle. But he loves it too much. So I have to do that. There he is. Yep, now he went swimming. Now it's on. Now I can't get him out of there at all.
So, let's get to some serious stuff here. I know most of you don't come here to watch me walk my dog. As pleasant as that might be, he's over there waiting for me to throw more sticks. What kind of a world do we live in? Well, if I wasn't human, if I didn't have human bias, I knew, had a talking, good communication with the creator force of this universe, to be honest with you, I'd probably say, you know what, I think it's time for another flood. A lot of good people. A lot of people are waking up right now, and that gives me a little bit of hope. And I know eventually enough good people do wake up. And when that happens, that's the reason we don't all speak German and there's absolutely no Jewish people on the planet. People wake up. Every totalitarian government that's ever existed, every fiat currency that's ever existed, all of it, it always fails. But in the collapse, so many people are killed and devastated. You know, I was reading where they've given out 15 billion with a B jabs to people. Now, this is the part that's definitely not going to be on YouTube. 15 billion. That means, and they gave it out to 70% of the people. So that means that many of the people had boosters, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 even. But 70% of the people on this planet have received a so-called vaccination that's actually not a vaccination at all. It's a experimental medical treatment. Max is bringing me sticks to throw in there. Max, give me a break. Give me a break. Go lay down. I mean, how many of all of the deaths are starting to add up right now? How many people are going to die over the next couple of years? You know, not from the vaccination, but from a curious increase of heart disease and myocarditis and brain clots and blood clots and... Whoa. Now they say it's common and normal for children to have heart attacks. That's not normal. In sports, it used to be in 1 year, there might be one or two sports figures that would have a heart attack from a variety of sources out on the field. In the last 3 years, there's been over 430. I mean, if you don't find that curious, well, you're probably not watching this anyway. So where does this go from here? If we don't get a flood, which we might, although the Bible says that we're going to be destroyed by fire again, and God, whoever God was at that time, creative energy in the universe, Anu, the Anunnaki god, who knows? They promised not to do it again by water. They said, next time we'll do it by fire. I guess they figured people had enough of the flood. Remember when I was in Sunday school, just a quick story. I was six, and I was listening to the Sunday school teacher teach us from the beginning of the Bible. From the beginning. In the beginning. Then we got to the part where he said that God was well pleased with all of us. He gave us dominion over the earth and la, 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 la. Well pleased. And I came back the next Sunday, and we continue reading, and he tries to drown us all. I'm thinking, wait. And I raised my hand, and even a six-year-old, I asked, first of all, how big was this boat? And how did he get all these animals on it from all over the world in one place without them eating each other? And why is it that the God was well pleased last week is now trying to kill us all? He called my parents. They came down and he says, I think your son is just too young for this class. That was the beginning of me waking up to the fact that adults don't know everything. Matter of fact, most of everything they think they know is wrong. And I've been questioning ever since. For years I've been saying the moment that bullet went into JFK's head, we lost our government. Well, now, a lot of people at the time were asking the same thing and realizing, wow, this is a coup. Of course, now it's on mainstream news, not the fake news, but the alternative mainstream, because they're becoming mainstream now. I mean, Joe Rogan has, what was it, last count, it was like 30 or 40 times the audience of CNN, 15 times the audience of Fox. They took Tucker Carlson off. They lost a lot of their business on Fox, and I hear the reason they took him off was the speech he gave to the Heritage Foundation, where he was telling people to pray to God, because we're down to that point now. We need to start praying for some kind of intervention. Because without intervention, we just keep messing things up more and more and more. There's too much evil in the world. If you go to my Rumble channel, watch Wetiko parts 1-5. Wetiko is a Native American term, Lakota, for interdimensional demonic entities. And Christians call them demons. The Gnostics call them archons. The jinn, the Islamic faith, they have a name for them too. Forget what it is. That's something that's been happening, I've been noticing about myself too. Sometimes I will forget the name of a movie star like Brad Pitt or somebody that I've known their name for years, and I can picture their face, but I can't picture their name. And when that happens, Tom Cruise was one. Maybe I should forget his name. I don't know. But when that happens, I try to think about it and reconnect those neural connections, because there's whole pockets of information that I'm sure I'm not thinking about and are getting lost. My dog's over there standing in the water. That's probably what I should be doing. There's a lot going on, folks. And I know a lot of you know a lot about what's been going on. Like when the Paradise Fire happened, we almost got burned out, our home. Everybody was posting videos of directed energy weapons that DARPA has done, and I'm thinking that's just a bridge too far for me. It surely can't be. Turns out it is true. You know, as a matter of fact, about the only conspiracy theory that I haven't validated to some degree with research, experience, documentation is Bigfoot. And that could be just because if there is such a thing as Bigfoot, it's probably an interdimensional entity, because you can fly over a forest with infrared and you can find rabbits, anything. There's no evidence to where they exist on a physical level. So if they're existing, they come and go from an interdimensional portal. Which brings me up, I mean, one thing leads to another. Portals and gateways. I remember we did a Lotus Guide issue, and on the front cover it said, should we be concerned? And I was talking about the CERN Hadron Collider. They were getting ready to fire it up, and the director was asked, what is your goal here? He says, well, to find new exotic particles. I sort of think we're going to find whatever we're looking for, because I wonder sometimes, along with a lot of scientists, are we creating reality as we go? I mean, it's curious. We have theoretical physicists that come up with a theory, and then we start looking into it, and lo and behold, it's true. There's another particle, a boson or Higgs, whatever. He said, but one of the goals that they have, like I say, this is the director of CERN, said that we want to open up a portal or a gateway to let entities come through. And watch some of the opening ceremonies. I mean, it's satanic to the max. There's a tunnel that is going towards CERN. Look at that one. I mean, these are satanic people. They wanted to open up a portal or a gateway to let entities through. He says, but the ultimate goal is to figure out how we can go back through that portal. Well, go to the CERN website right now. Go there. And now they're saying that they've accomplished that. Is that what we're experiencing? These demonic, evil entities coming through that people like Rudolf Steiner warned us about so many years ago. I was listening to a book on tape by Rudolf Steiner, and Rudolf Steiner said in 1913 that, and he had some really good connections, you know, people like Aldous Huxley and all these people, they were really connected through Yale and Harvard and some of the elites. He said that they're going to come out with a vaccination. They didn't know about mRNA technology at that point, but he said they're going to come out with a vaccination that will be able to affect us in a certain way, the hypothalamus, where it'll take out our drive for curiosity, our wanting to know about spirituality, and possibly even sever us, our connection we have with soul. And that was my concern in the beginning. When I heard the patent number was 2020-06-06-06, because I know these people, they throw it in our face. They just put it right in our face. HR 6666, I mean, one of the ingredients is luciferus. You know, the Vatican, their telescope that they're looking out into space is called Lucifer, an acronym, or a long list of words. They do this. They throw it in our face. They get some kind of a sick enjoyment out of it, I guess, I guess we get the same kind of enjoyment sometimes when we tease a kid and they don't even realize we're teasing, and we laugh. Yeah, they're just a kid. something about human nature that enjoys doing that. But, you know, most of us grow up. These people don't grow up. I'm truly thinking at this point, and I very seldom come to something called a conclusion because that sort of stops you from thinking, but I am close to coming to the conclusion that once again, our world has become infested to the point, I should take my glasses off here for a while, to the point to where we have become morally bankrupt and sick from these entities. This has happened all through history. If you watch my parts 1 through 5 in Wetiko, you'll see. I know a friend of mine, he called me. I went to Colorado and gave a talk to the Hopi elders there about this. And they have their terms too, ant people and different things. And the elder that was there for their tribe, he got up in the middle of my talk, and I thought, uh-oh, you know, maybe I'm sort of talking over my head here. So he gets up and he tells his tribe there, he says, listen to what this gentleman is talking about, because it's absolutely true. He says, what do you think is behind alcoholism and drugs? It drives your frequency so low that these entities use that for food. They absorb, eat, and digest low-frequency energy. Everything's energy. I mean, if we were working at the top of our game, we would be able to stand out in the sunlight and absorb photonic energy directly. But we get it through an intermediary source, you know, plants and vegetables, and then that's lowers that frequency somewhat. Then those plants and vegetables are being eaten by animals. Then we eat the animals, which is even in lower frequency. But when we get into the emotional realm of energies, the lowest energy is probably fear. That's the reason the angels, first thing they say to people is fear not. The only thing we have to fear is what? And there's reasons for this, because these entities thrive on that. And as they infiltrate, I think, our corporate media, our governments, our politics, our politicians, they get them all hooked on sex and drugs, and it just takes them down to a low level of energy, and these entities come in and they eventually eat so much of their energy, their soul energy, that they're able to take these people over. You know, I think people like George Soros and Bill Gates and Fauci, for sure. I think they've been taken over by entities. I know. Believe me, I know how this sounds. I know all too well how this sounds, because I used to listen to people talk like this and think, man, I used to doubt all the stuff that I've come to some kind of recognition is true. My dog has a stick in his mouth. He's looking at me. Here he goes. He wants me to take that stick and throw it in that pond. Just a second, Max. I'm talking to some nice people out here. They didn't come here to see you swim. Maybe you did, though. Maybe that's what this is about. I think that we are at a pivotal time, once again, in civilization, to where it's probably going to collapse. It's going to unravel, and it's just going to go away. And it's going to be left, once again, for strong men to stand up and build everything back. You know, what's that saying? Strong men create a good world creates weak men create a bad world, and the bad world creates strong men again. We're at that point where men need to stand up and start being men. My goodness. It's somehow become distasteful. If you declare that you are a man, you are strong, and you have duties and responsibilities in your family. And so does a woman. And sometimes those responsibilities and duties are different. They've been different for millennia. That's what builds civilizations. And if you say anything against it, you're either a white supremacist, a racist, transphobic, or any other terms these people grab hold of and start owning and use to their own benefit. I know I was talking to a friend that I know. He's gay, and he's been outwardly gay for years. And none of us think anything about it. It doesn't even come up in conversations. He's gay. He has blonde hair, too. It's not a big deal. But he's telling me, he says, you know what, man? I'm getting ready to go back in the closet because now these people have taken over our whole movement. And they've done it with the women's liberation movement. They've done it with all of this. And to the point to where now women can kill their own babies, even right after they're born. If you don't see something wrong with this, you know what? To hell with you. I don't care anymore. There is something wrong with it. And I'm not going to try to convince you that there is something wrong with it when it's obvious that it is. Transhumanist movement. We're being transformed into something unhuman. That's the reason we see so many things happening and we go, God, that's not even human. Of course it's not. We're being transformed into something that we really don't know what we're being transformed into. Wow. You know, when we let the magazine go, the Lotus Guide, lotusguide.com, we still have the website. When we let it go, it was a sad decision in a way, but it was such a relief in a way because I stopped getting all these. It was being hammered by emails from, you know, 19, 20-year-old girls with pink hair telling me how to live my life. And they're still sleeping on their mom's couch. I mean, give me a break. And they don't even know if they're a man or a woman. And some of them even had their breasts cut off. You know, it's just, how do we let things like this get this far? It's more than good people not doing anything. I'm not too sure what it is. Not too sure. If you're my grandson or my great-grandson or my great-great-grandson, if any of this still exists, just know that I was out here doing my best and keeping my mind open to the possibility. Bertrand Russell once said, I'd never die for my beliefs. I could be wrong, you know? Yeah, I could be wrong. You know, maybe men can have babies. I've just never seen it happen. You know, maybe we should be cutting off the breasts of 12-year-old girls because they like to play with boys. It just doesn't seem right. Maybe we should be cutting off the penises of little boys when they're 7 or 8 because they like to play with dolls. Maybe all that's true. Maybe I'm just a dinosaur living in a world that has become something I no longer recognize. But I don't think that's the case. I honestly don't think that's the case at all. And I have facts and experience and historical evidence and science to prove it. But of course, I'm proving it with a history and science and experience from a world that I'm trying to hold on to. Maybe we're going into a different world that I just don't see. But I tell you, if that's the world that's coming, God help us. Because it really doesn't feel right. I don't know, all this stuff, it's enough to make me become a Christian or something, because too many prophecies are coming true too quickly and too exactly and precisely. The God Code, go watch that. You know, it's probably on YouTube. I think it is. I mean, they're using algorithms and computers to figure out what is going deeper into the Bible code. What is really being written and prophesied in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And the more back in time and the more original sources they get, the more the prophecies are getting more precise. I mean, I'm not talking about prophecies that it's easy to go into the Bible code, forget the God code, even the Bible code, and use that software and plug in 9/11, and it'll bring up a bunch of things in the Bible that are pretty clear that they were trying to tell us something, but we needed to wait till an event happened. Now we don't need to wait. We're going in there and finding all kinds of stuff. And some of the things, the prophecies that they are finding that are coming true, the odds of it, it's in the quintillions to one. And if you find something that's 20 to one, that's enough to make most scientists go, hey, wait, that's a little bit beyond what should be. We need to take a look at this. But quintillions to one? Give me a ping break. Yep. Hang on, I'm going to show you my dog here. He's down here chewing on that stick because I won't throw it into the pond. He says, well, screw you. I'm just going to eat the stick. Hey, Max. Max. Hey. Yeah, he's a trippy dog. He's starting to understand things now. If I tell him to go get a drink of water, he'll go get a drink of water. And he'll even come sometimes when I say, come. You know, if I tell him to come, you know, like I'm really pissed off or something. What else does he do? What else do you do, Max? Oh, he'll come for treats, too. He's learning key words. He's learning key words. Oh, Max. Say hi to the people. Say hi. I don't know. I love my life. I'm 75 years old, and I still work every day. I'm putting up fences and block walls, and I mean, doing work that is pretty hard work. And I feel fortunate to have my health. I wish I could say something like, well, that's what happens when you eat good and live a good life and stay away from drugs and alcohol and crazy wild women. This is the outcome. That's exactly the opposite. I've been with some of the wildest, crazy women and alcohol and drugs. And I think there was probably time periods where I didn't even sleep for maybe a decade. I think a lot of it's genetics. A lot of it's my thinking too, maybe. I just don't think about, I don't even celebrate my birthdays anymore. I've had enough. It'd be like every spring you celebrate spring. I mean, after a while, it's spring again. Another birthday. I don't know, people. I wish I had the magic words to tell you everything's going to be okay. And eventually, in India, they have a saying that if it's not okay, everything's okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's just not the end. I think in the end, it's going to be okay, but I tell you, getting to the end is going to be it's going to be a rough ride. It's still worth the ride, though. Still worth the ride. Man, look at this. It's amazing. We have so much water on this planet, and people tend to congregate in people like Scottsdale, Arizona, where there's no water, or the L.A. Basin, where they had to pipe in all the water from the Colorado River. You know what? Why don't we just sort of go to... I'm glad you don't, though, by the way. I'm glad all the people don't come up here and put in houses and apartments and trailer parks. And maybe I should just be quiet about that. Yeah, it's... maybe I should just shut up. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I hope you can take a few moments with me and just appreciate the serenity that I'm in and I feel right now. I wish my kids could, well, my daughter does to some degree. She lives down in San Diego, and she lives out on some land. I used to live down there further back on the road. But my life got so crazy, I needed to get out of there. I got out of there, okay. I ended up buying a 38-foot triple-masted McGregor catch. Lived on that for a while. Had a couple of girlfriends. And had my Harley Jaguar. Living the dream of most guys, you know. But it was still empty. Still empty. I remember watching the original Star Trek, where we went, sent the Voyager out into space to collect information about the universe, and it went through a black hole, and then it came back decades later, and some of the letters had been scrubbed off, and it just said Vija, and the Voyager computer on board had become conscious because it went through a black hole into a mechanical kind of a universe, probably a silicon-based universe, the way they're trying to drive us into. And it came back with all of the information, all of the knowledge, not only of the parallel alternate universe that it came from, because they took that Voyager in the computer and they just added onto it and sent it back through the black hole this way. And it collected all of the information from this universe completely. And its directive was to bring all that information back to Houston, which it identified as its creator. So it comes back, and Star Trek crew runs into it and starts communicating with it. And its most profound statement, after everything that it learned, which was everything, it said, is that all there is? Is this all there is? There has to be more. I mean, we're perceiving 0.005% of the electromagnetic scale. And of that 0.005%, the tiny sliver of frequencies that we perceive, the light spectrum, is tiny of that 0.005%. And we're basing all of our information, all of our conclusions, our foundations for thought, our science, our physics, everything on, I mean, if you had an 8x10 piece of paper and would take all that down to the amount that we perceive, it would just be a few molecules of that paper. The rest of it is completely out of our range, our frequency. Even now, we're noticing that dark energy and dark matter makes up 95% of that tiny, tiny, tiny percent that we perceive. And of that, we're only perceiving three dimensions, and we know that there's at least 10 or 11 dimensions. And all of that information goes through our confirmation bias and our filters and our belief systems, our myths and craziness. It's no wonder we're walking around looking at each other now, waking up and going, what the hell is going on? What the hell is really going on? We're waking up to a world that no longer makes sense because we're starting to make sense of it. Maybe this is a projection of consciousness, a holographic projection, a computer simulation. If it is, somebody's hacked into the software. And I tend to think that it might be a simulation because the way things are going, Elon Musk said the odds of it not being a simulation are over 1 billion to 1. Because even now we're getting to the point where we're creating virtual realities with goggles and, you know, they even have sexual fantasy hardware, let's say, that can you can experience sexual fantasies that are beyond most people's ability to even imagine. We're creating all of these virtual realities right now with our monkey mind science. Imagine it as things evolve and as AI starts creating more artificial intelligence, that even now AI is creating science and artificial intelligence that we don't exactly know how it did that. If it goes off the rails, how are we going to pull it back? We can't. So it only makes sense that eventually, 100 years, 1,000 years, 1 million years from now, we will create whole realities that are completely unrecognizable from this. And we will be able to transplant consciousness into those avatars. And the only thing that's going to make it really fun is when we do that, is to create avatars with our consciousness and remove the memory of this other reality. So we think that that is the only reality. And that is where we're at right now. Maybe we are in a simulation of an advanced species. You know, maybe that's why we run into things like if we're looking for a particle, all of a sudden we find it. Maybe that's why we can only go so far out into space and it seems like it's detrimental to our health. So many good questions. Yeah, he just tried to eat the stick. These are the questions that I like to sit around and ponder. I don't like talking about Fauci and psychopaths, you know. That's not exactly the thing that I enjoy doing. But sometimes that's all it's left to do. So I invite you to join me. I might play a couple things. I don't know how much time I've been talking here. Look at this. He's out there digging away. He's picking roots. He sees me digging in the back because I'm tearing out a hill to put in a block wall. And I'm back there at the shovel and he thinks I finally caught on. See, digging is a lot of fun. And he'll come back there and start digging with me. I don't know. I value your time, so I'm running out of things that I feel like is real important to say. at least to me. Like I say, if you're my grandson or my great-grandson, I hope I've lived up to your expectations of what an elder should be and questioned what's going on. Because if you're my great-grandson, by now you know that it's probably been true what I'm saying. I'm going to get a hat, and on the hat, it's going to say, "It is what it is." That's the thing I remind myself sometimes in traffic. It is what it is, as somebody behind me is honking, and none of us can go anywhere. So, if you want to see more of what I do, like I say, rumble.com/user/Rahasia Uncensored. bbsradio.com/spiritualactivist. Spiritual because I think we're spiritual beings, and activist because if faith without works is dead, we have to do something. Believe in Allah, but tie up your camel first. God. My email is Rahasia, Rahasya, @usa.com. And my magazine, which still has a calendar of events for this Northern California area, is Lotus Guide, LotusGuide.com. There's a calendar of events on there. And if you want to join my community email list, there's 9,000 people on it right now. Go to LotusGuide.com. Go over to the right-hand column, and you can sign up right there. And I think that's about it for the day, except, you know, I love most people I run into. I don't respect everybody I run into, but I love them because I know that they're, well, most of them are trying their best. Some of them don't try at all, so I'll leave it on that. Have a good day, and... see you in a couple weeks.